צהריים טובים, חודש טוב, רבותיי, השתבח שמו. Okay, so we have a lot to do because, sorry, there's not a lot of time left before Pesach. So there's actually, I was at the shir today, which was very informative, and was he emotionally choking up? Yeah. That was emotion, right? I didn't misread that. Okay, yeah, okay. Anyway, it's actually very interesting. Okay. I thought maybe that was emotion. Okay.
It's emotional like every shir, yes.
Yeah?
He's powerful, Rabbi.
Anyway, so mikol makom.
You get emotional. You get passionate.
I get passionate. I do get emotional sometimes, but it's a different kind of emotion. Anyway, mikol makom. The Rishiva spoke about the different shiurim according to poskez manenu about what a revi'it is.
The minimum is 3.2.
Yeah, minimum. He said the minimum according to Rav Moshe is 3.3. Yeah, there's different methods. Aval. For us, Faradim, which is the simple understanding of the Rambam writes Meforash, the Revi'it is Kabitza Umechta. Okay? He writes, Revi'it is a Kabitza and a half. So now you already have the formula, how to figure it out. If Revi'it, now when we say Revi'it is Revi'it alog, it's a liquid measure, Revi'it is a Kabitza and a half, how much is a Kabitza and a half? It's as follows. The Rambam writes that a Kabitza is 6 dirhim. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Dirham was an Egyptian coin / weight. That was the name of the coin. Which means that if the kabitza itself was 6 dirham, what does that mean?
9 dirham.
Huh? That means kabitza omechta is 9 dirham. Now the question becomes, hey, wait a second.
How do you measure dirham?
Yeah, so now, one second. Hold on. I completely made a mistake. Mm-mm. I fudged it up. The Rambam writes that it's kabitza umechta. A kabitza, I'm sorry, it's double a kazait, and a kazait is not 18. I'm sorry, kazait is 9 dirham, and a kabitza is 18 dirham. Now, let's take it from there. How much is kabitza umechta if kabitza is 18?
27.
Yafe. Now, that would be great, according to the Rambam, 27 dirham. Problem is, you can't find any cups in the market that are dirhams. You know what I'm saying? So what are you going to do now? So you have to figure out how much is a dirham. The first one to actually discuss how much a dirham is actually Rav Chaim Noe in the Sefer Shi'ure Torah. And he writes that every dirham is approximately 3.2 grams. Okay? That's based on his research.
Chaim Noe?
Na'e.
Na'e?
Rabbi Avraham Chaim Na'e. He was a tremendous gaon. He was the Av Bedin of Shechonat HaBukharim in Yerushalayim. He was actually Ashkenazi Hasid Chabad, but that was his thing. So he has many, many Sfarim, Shi'ure Torah, and Ketzot HaShulchan, and others. So he writes extensively on Shiurim. He writes that a dirham is 3.2 grams. More recently, however, Maran Zechon HaBracha says grams. 3.2 grams per dirham.
What's the difference between grams and ounces?
Oh, I'm getting there. Oh, hold on. I'm getting there. Yeah, we're gonna make all the conversions. Huh?
I already
multiply
by 3. They have 18 dirham. That's basically
math. Yeah, okay, hold on. One second. No, so it's 18.
Yeah.
Kabitza is 18 dirham. Another half is 27. 27 times 3.2 would be 86 grams. Now,
1.1 ounces, by the way.
Huh?
3.2 grams is 1.1 ounces.
That's solid ounces. What about fluid ounces? No, you need fluid ounces, not regular ounces.
18 grams is one. Is
that right? Huh? Yes.
What fluid? There's no conversion.
I'll explain it to you. I'll break it down. Watch.
Gram is volume.
Gram is volume, and it's for solid. So what do you do? For liquid, it's milliliter.
Yes.
So you have to do 86 milliliters. It's the same amount of space.
Yes. Yes.
So 86 grams is really 86 milliliters. 86 milliliters is close to 2.9 or 3 ounces.
This is why we need the metric system as universal.
Now. More recent, huh?
1.4 ounces.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah. 86 fluid ounces, 86 milliliters? Doesn't make any sense.
3.2 grams?
No. Put in 86 milliliters to fluid ounces. Yeah.
Americans.
Hello. צריך לדעת. שיעורי תורה. מה כתוב?
ידיעת אמה...
I'm coming there. I just want
to... 2.9.
Boom! I told you. Now. Okay. More recently, however, Maran Zichron Berakha sent a certain Talmid Chacham. His name is Rav Hadar Yehuda Margolin from Har Nof. He sent him to Egypt, to the National Museum of Cairo. And he sent him over there to look into... Now, very interesting. The Rambam lived from the years 1135 to 1205. And he asked the museum in Cairo to see all the dirhams from that century. And he measured all the dirhams, and all of the dirhams, not one of them, they varied in size because obviously they're old, but not one of the dirhams was more than 3 grams. So Maran Zichron Berakha actually brought a little bit down, less, the shiur of Chaim Noe. Each dirham, instead of 3.2 grams, he brought it down to 3 grams. Okay? Now, one second. That being said, if you do 27 times 3 instead of 3.2, comes down to 81. 81 milliliters. 81 milliliters is the shiur according to the Rambam, which is according to Maran Zichron Berakha. How much does that come out to? That's approximately 2.7 ounces. It's a very small...
2.7
to put it in,
yeah. No. 27 dirham. 27 dirham times 3. Times three grams. That'll get you milliliters. Once you have that, you convert it to fluid ounces. That's the shita of the Rambam. Al pi pshuto. The Rambam says he already makes the chashbon for us. Now, there, like the Rishiva pointed out, I don't know how many people got it. There's a machloket rishonim in siman taf ein bet. How much a person has to drink from the kos of arba kosot? Is it Rov Revi'it or Rov Kos? Manan brings it Bistam Bayish. Da'at Tosfot and Da'at Ramban. Bistam, Da'at Manan is that if you drink Rov Revi'it, Yotzei Dechova. Okay, you are Yotzei Dechova. The Ramban writes that you shouldn't do that. Even if you drank the entire Revi'it, if you didn't drink Rov Kos, he says you're not Yotzei. That's the Yeshomrim that Manan brings down. Therefore, even though there's no, you know, there's, you can be Machmir on the Shir, but you should be making sure to drink at least a majority of the cup every time. So it's better to have a smaller cup, a smaller shear, and drink a majority of that cup rather than to have a bigger shear or a bigger cup and not drink a majority of the cup, because then you get into machlokot.
But if it's not a revit, but it's still Rov Kos.
And you're not Yotzei at all.
You always need a revit.
You always, well, at least the Rov Revi'it. The Kos needs to hold the revit. If the Kos doesn't hold the revit, you're not Yotzei. The Kos needs to hold the revit. The machloket rishonim ensues when my kos is machzik revi'it v'yoter, do I have to drink rova revi'it or rova kos? That's machloket stam v'yesh b'da'at maran, ma'pasak, tafayin
b'yoter.
Kistam, alacha kistam, rova revi'it is enough. But by drinking rova revi'it, let's say, which is, this is, I guess this is a 10 ounce cup, I'm assuming? 12? You can fit an entire can of Coke in here?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, 12. This kos is machzik kama v'chama revi'iyot, right? According to us, about 3 ounces, a little bit less. This holds 4 revi'iyot. You can have one of these cups for the entire seder. But if I drink just 3 ounces, if I fill up the kos and I drink 3 ounces, l'da'at maran shepasak l'da'at ha'tosefot, yatza. But according to the Ramban and other Rishonim, that you didn't drink rova kos, at least you weren't yotzei the mitzvah, mitzvah min ha'mufhar. So therefore, what do you do? This is what I do. At my seder, small cups. Shot glass is no good. Why?
Too small.
No machzik revi'it. So what do you do? I look bedavka for a 3 ounce cup. 3, max 4. 3 ounce cup, fill it up, shotezo. And I drink real wine, not grape juice and all these other sweetened, Kool-Aid stuff, shin nashim. No, shotim, kmo ben adam. No, you know what I mean. Anyway.
Sweet and dry is the difference?
Take that out. Anyway, my kids. No, why? They have yenot shel nashim. Mascaros, vizeh. Huh? Ze shel nashim, ze. Anyway, my kids. Give it to him a da'at. Yeah. We just read it today. Teilim kuv dalet. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh le'atzhil panim mishamen. Yayin is another pasuk in Mishlei. Tenu shechar la'oved, v'yayin lemar nefesh. Nafesh, really. It It's mesameach, takes not everything in moderation, obviously, but it gives an element of simcha, gives an element of chirut. So, the best kind of wine for the seder, listen carefully, A, non mevushal. Leda'at Arif ve'arambam, wine that's mevushal, birkato shehakol niya bidvaro. Kach da'at arambam, kach da'at Arif. Thankfully, what's the matter?
If it's a Ma'arif and Rambam, and how could a Maran pass it like the Rosh?
Maran in three places in Shulchan Aruch. Ready? Three places, easy to remember. Siman Resh Bet, Siman Resh Ein Bet, Siman Taf Ein Bet. 202, 272, 472. Okay? In three places, Maran Paskins, Yain Mevushal, Birkato Bore Pri Hagefen. Neged Arif, Veneged Rambam. Why? Because he paskin like the Minhag. Minhag Ha'olam was to make Alev Bore Pri Hagefen. Now, for many people, Yain Mevushal is much more convenient than Yain She'enu Mevushal because of goyim issues, Enam Shomrin Torah Mitzvot issues, stuff like that, so it makes it more convenient. But make no mistake that according to some Rishonim, it's Ba'ayah. So if you can avoid it. Now, people ask me, what happens if I have Yehudim that are Mechalele Shabbatot B'Farhesia at the Seder? Mani Ose. So first of all, it's not a big deal. Keep it next to you. Okay? Now, even if they move it, or even if they pour, the halacha is, there's a tshuva, Maran Zichrono Lebracha, Yabi Omer, Chilek Aleph, Yored De'a, Siman Yud Aleph. He says Meforash, that although we're machmir, that a Mechalel Shabbat B'Farhesia makes the Yain Yain Nesich, okay? That's only, unlike a goy, that's only the cup he poured, not the rest of the bottle. A goy who pours, he makes what he poured and the rest of the bottle, yain nesech. Yisrael mumar, only what he poured. So even if he pours it, it doesn't ask for the rest of the bottle. So I say, I tell people, if it's just, if you have goyim, I hear. Meaning, like waiters and stuff like that, shamati. But if you're in a situation where there's only non shomrei Torah mitzvot, even if they pour it, only what they poured for themselves is asur, but it doesn't ask for the rest of the bottle. As a kol b'seder.
So you should pour for yourself.
Yeah, non mevushal. Huh?
Put together.
What do you mean?
Put together for the person, not for the venerable.
Mechalel Shabbat b'Farhesia. Now, Maran Zichron Bracha in that same tshuva says that if you know he doesn't know the severity of Shemirat Shabbat, and he didn't grow up with it, Tinokot Shenishbu, and all of those things, it can be mitzaref not to aser. The Binyan Tzion and other poskim say similar. Unfortunately, it's one of... Even Mechalel Shabbat Leteavon is Mumar Lekol HaTorah Kula. The only difference is whether we consider them Tinokot Shenishbu. That's a different story. Upbringing?
We're talking about
Chilul Shabbat Deoraita b'Farhesia.
Huh?
Only Deoraita. The Rabbanan does not make you a mumar. Driving a car in the street, that's Mechalel Shabbat b'Farhesia on a Deoraita level. Now, hold on. So I would tell you, just because of that, get non mevushal. Next, what about sweetened wine? Sweetened wine is also a machloket. That's called Bilshon HaTalmud Yain Konditon, which means when they add sugar and all sorts of tavlinim to the wine, machloket, Da'at Maran once again. In the same sa'if where Maran says Yain Mevushal Bore Pri Hagefen, Yain Konditon is also Bore Pri Hagefen, says Maran. But there are poskim who disagree. Therefore, if a person can get a non-sweetened, meaning like a dry, or a naturally sweetened, meaning wine can be sweet, it just shouldn't have overly added sugar, if it's naturally sweet, and sometimes you have by wines, there's dry, semi-sweet, sweet. Nachon? Dry, chashuv. Semi-dry means what? Remember, this is when you look at wines. Semi-dry means more dry than sweet, meaning it's a little sweet, but more bitter. And then you have semi-sweet, which is more sweet than dry, and then you have sweet, which is, you know, sweet. Yeah. Anyway, it's not so chashuv. Listen, wine is an acquired taste. If you don't like it, there's no din that you have to make yourself. You know what I'm saying? But there's no question whatsoever that non mevushal dry red wine is the most mehudar lechol adeot, gam lekidush, gam la'arba'a kosot. Maran Zichron Bracha doesn't really discuss that. He says that mitzvah navim is also kasher, especially for women. But again, there are poskim like the Rishiva did mention today. Rav Chaim says that the Chidushei Agriz al Rambam also says that there's a din of chirut that comes along with alcohol, even mild alcohol. It doesn't have to have like a super, you know, it can be a low alcohol content, but a little bit alcoholic. Yeah.
Can we drink rough kosh for the first cup and then just fill up more?
Meaning to be mitaken?
Or is it kosh pagum?
So, according to Halacha, there's a difference between Maran and Ari HaKadosh. Listen carefully. This has to do with all four kosher. Maran writes, just like any other kosher bracha, kosh pagum is pasul for kosher bracha. What do you do? Maran writes this in Hilchot Kiddush. How do you fix a kosh pagum? Three ways to fix a kosh pagum.
You either fill it up to the point where it was filled up before to where the guy
hold
stopped
on,
drinking.
Hold on. How do you fix a kosh pagum? Add a little bit more wine.
Yeah.
Mitukan, or add even a little bit more water, which is what, Bilshon Chazal, that's called meziga. If you dilute it, it's also mitaken. One other way without adding anything?
Spilling and refilling?
Spilling it back into the original kankan, into the original bottle, if there's more in it than what's in the cup. Correct. Correct. As long as it can be mevatel. And sin, that fixes it. Birov. Now, you can do that. Lefi asod, okay, lefi asod, every kos that Ari HaKadosh brings down meforash and shara kavanot, derush lenin pesach, he writes that a person should, Kaf Chaim also brings this down, halacha, that a person should drink and do, between every cup, do shtifa v'adacha lakos. Wash out the cup every time. Meaning, and if he says you need shtifa v'adacha every time lefi asod, then certainly you shouldn't have leftover wine, because how are you going to wash it out? Yeah. But now for arba kosot, every kos should have that kach pasak ha'ari. Now, okay, ready? I just want to point out another thing, just once we're on the topic of shiurim. Interestingly, how much is a kazait? Well, talk to me about... Well, let's go this way. Interestingly, Rif, Rosh, Rambam, all three Amudei Hora'a hold that a kazait is shlish betza. Betza we know. The Rambam says meforash, a betza is 18 dirham. Okay? All three. The Rif says meforash, in Masechet Pesachim, the Rambam says in Hilchot Chametz Umatzah, the Rosh also says in Masechet Pesachim, they all say it's kishlish betza. They say kishlish betza. About a third.
Six
how
dirham.
Much is that? About six dirham. Six times three?
18.
About 18 grams. Da'at Maran, Maran Pasak against all three Amudei Hora'a. Hichmir Negdam. In Siman Taf Ayin He, in Hilchot Matzah, Maran is Choshesh Leda'at HaTosafot. That Kazait is not Shlish Betza, Ela Chatzi Betza.
The entire introduction to
so
Alechot
why
Aram.
In the world would Maran do that? Rif, Rosh, Rambam, Mazeh, Maor Tagid.
Entire introduction to Alechot Olam, entire introduction to Yechaved At.
Bet Yosef, Bet Yosef. Bet Yosef.
Bet Yosef.
Bet Shchan Aruch. Potem Forash. Amudei Hora'a. What's going on? Where did Maran write that? Where did Maran write this halacha? Hilchot Matzah. Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah. B'mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah, when there's other shitot, Maran was machmir neged gimel amudei hora'a because of the mitzvah shel Torah to make the shiur bigger. Latzet kedat haTosafot, kedat haMordechi, kedat haRa'avaya, huh?
What's the
shiur? Chatzi betza. We hold it is. We hold it is. Even though there are shit, like there's shiur.
That down though? Just the fact that
that's
the whole
no, Maran holds la halacha, matzah, afilu bizman hazeh, is mitzvah ta'aseh min haTorah. Maror, meforash. Maror is only, the Gemara says meforash, maror is only deoraita when there's korban pesach. But matzah, independent, because matzah, even though the pasuk says, al matzot, v'achaltem et habasar balal hazeh, tzli'eshu matzot, al merorim yochiluhu. Oh, so you say everything's ukash. No, but the poskim say, maror, the only time maror is mentioned is only in context of korban pesach. So when there's no pesach, deoraita, there's also no maror deoraita. But are there any psukim in the Torah that speak about mitzvah achilat matzah independent of korban pesach? You betcha. First, ba'erev tochelu matzot. Number one, matzot yachel et shivat hayamim. Another one. All of these mentions of mitzvah achilat matzah independent of korban pesach. Ve'lachin la'alacha mitzvah achilat matzah of the achi. They're supposed to be many achilot, many mitzvot shel achila b'leil haseder that should have been deoraita korban pesach min haTorah. Ein lanu, unfortunately. Maror midoraita ein lanu. Now we have zecher. We have maron midrabbanan, afikoman, zecher la lekorban pesach. But the only thing that still remains deoraita is kazait matzah. So over there in siman taf ayin he, maran was machmir to do what? Chatzi bitza, which is about 27 grams. Now let me ask you a question. Hey, wait a second. How come by all of the things we also hold that a kazait is chatzi bitza? For instance, brachot. The answer to that is very simple. Because when it comes to brachot, bracha charuna, safek brachot. You can't make the bracha unless what? Unless you know, bivadai, you had the kazait. Now here's another thing. You ready? Watch this. This is a big zach. Maran Zichron Bracha writes, this is Gishmak HaMaisis. Maran Zichron Bracha writes in Chazon Ovadia, he says, what happens if a person zaken or chole? And he can't have all that shir. The shir shel chatzi betza for kazait is a little bit much for him. He said, yeah, soft matzah. But let's say he doesn't have a masorah. No, Baba. Lech tavo etzli, tochal kamo ben adam. Or Asi, also. Right? Zeh masorah shel avotenu. Lachin, huh? Bemet? You're missing out. Deprived. Baruch Hashem. Wow, you're going to see the light. Anyway, who kids are... Anyway, I'm actually probably joining a Temani Chabur on Erev Pesach to make matzot. Like the old Temani way. No machines, not like. Yeah. Anyway, Mikol Makom, I asked Rav Tzadok to join his matzah baking. Yeah. Can you give me his number? Send me his number. Anyway.
Oh, you
want to do masbeking? Yeah. Anyway, Bekitzer, so over there, Maran Zichron Bracha says that if a person wants to rely, even though it's shelo kedat Maran, you have shloshet amudei hora'ah, Rif, Rosh, Rambam, they tell you it's shlish betza, bevadai ubevadai yesh lo al ma lismoch. Temanim paskin like that lechatchila. They paskin that the shiur kazait is shlish betza. They go like that.
How about other Rishonim? Is it a case of Rov Rishonim agree with Tosafot?
Not necessarily, no.
So it's just a minority opinion.
Which one of the Temanim?
Huh?
Which one?
The ones that follow the Rambam. I don't know which ones. Baladi is who?
Baladi doesn't.
They do not? No, who are the Temanim that follow Rambam?
Well, the
Baladi. Yeah. Darzaim, yeah, but that's...
Yeah.
Anyway. It's different cities, Sharabim, Baladim, San'anim, yes, like kol mine. Tov. Aval ze. I'll give you the shiurim basically so that you know. In crunchy, you know, Ashkenazi crunchy Manischewitz ancient cracker matzah, okay? Not the square, I'm talking about the round one. Not for the seder, Baba,
not for the seder.
The shiur in general, I've checked this many times. Again, it depends on the consistency, the thickness, whatever. It's about a little bit less than a third of a matzah. About of the round. A little less than a third of a round matzah. Again, it can change based on the consistency of the matzah. That's usually the way it is. Again, if it's thinner matzah, then it'll be a drop more. If it's thicker matzah, like satmar or whatever, it'll be a drop less. Okay, now, soft matzah, here's the clincher. Soft matzah, I'm being machmir, not mekel. I'm rounding down. In a soft matzah, there's at least, the one that I sell, at least six kazetim per matzah. Leachmir kedat manan. Six chatzae betza per matzah. Which means that one matzah can suffice for one person for two sdarim.
Because they need three?
This is where Masorah comes in. He says, hey! This is a big thing. Anyway, the kids are... Because how many kazetot... We spoke about this yesterday. How many kazetot does a person need per seder? You need at least one, if not two, for motzi matzah. Another one for korech. and another one for Afikoman. So depending on whether or not you're Ba'al HaBayit, you're eating two in the beginning or not, it's three or four kazetim for the Seder. That's how much you need. Nachon to be yotzei all the mitzvot. Korech is a minhag, it's probably whatever. But the mitzvot, the real mitzvot of matzah of the Seder, are motzi matzah and Afikoman. Motzi matzah midon, huh? I was saying that bedavka for Ashkenazim. For Ashkenazim, it's about a third. If it's... No. Crunchy matzah. Soft matzah? There's about six kazetim per matzah.
But some of them are thick, some of them are thinner than the other.
Which ones?
The regular, like, cracker ones.
That's what I'm saying. About a third, that's standard, give or take. Sometimes a drop more, sometimes a drop less, but that's be'erach how much it is. Okay. We'll continue tonight.
Should we
Yeah, come on.